things get rough. Well, my friends are hell. Anything that I missed is there more to see. Seeing all of this is really bothering me. Bothering me. Bothering me.
Listener-supported non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, and this is live from Studio J. And it's that time, folks. It's 5 o'clock, time for a live performance. And we have the pleasure of having the band Vazamin here today to do a set for us. How are you, gentlemen? Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, I can hear you.
Perfect. All right, why don't we get started? Didn't get a chance to get a playlist from you, but that's okay. If you could just do me a favor and announce the songs as you go along, that'd be great.
This next song is about a special person. It's called Weech.
I don't need it long to drain all my dreams. Tell me off like she's some kind of queen. Think you own it all. Go and take what you please. Just to shake you off. So hard to make you leave. Every high, every low, I don't need someone. Die alone, I hope so. I don't need someone. Why not watch me fall? Go ahead, take a seat. Gotta make you cry. Don't you stop till you look at me. Gotta cut you off. Kick you out of the street. Every high, every low. I don't need someone. Die alone, I hope so. I don't need someone. Say you want me. Say you gotta be. I'm still in love with you. Say you want me. Say you gotta. Every high, every low, I don't need someone. Die alone, I hope so. I don't need someone. Say you want me. Say you gotta be. I'm still in love with you. We'll be right back.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves live in the studio with Vasm. All right. So this is a new project from you, Zach. Just came out this year.
Yes.
Technically,
2018, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would imagine you might have been working on it for a little longer, but you finally made it official, got a new record out, of course, and you got your friends here playing with you. Why don't we go around the room, if you could introduce yourselves, gentlemen, your name, what you play, and then maybe if somebody's interested, like the way somebody would know you in another band.
Sure. I'm Michael. I'm plucking the bass today, and I'm at a band called Visitors also, and Peter Cub, and formerly of a project called Fur.
Okay.
I am Zach. I used to be in Trancers a couple years ago. I play guitar, and yeah, that's it.
Name's Gerard Smith, playing drums, probably most well known for my work with the Satin Peaches a decade ago or so.
You're the Peaches?
Can you believe it?
Yeah. Even he didn't know that, huh? Yeah, it's kind of a bit of a change. Satin Peaches and what you're doing here today, so.
Yeah, it's good, though. Change is good.
Yes, it is. And we know Zach's doing that all the time, isn't he?
Yes.
Zach, what bands are you in?
I swear to God, I've been going to quite a few shows the last two or three weeks, and I don't know who I saw more, you or Jim Faulkner.
It's a toss-up.
Probably a dead heat, I tell you.
Yeah.
He came out of nowhere in a couple of them, and so did he. It's like, okay, he's the drummer for that band, too. All right. But
yeah.
You're a busy working drummer. That's fantastic.
I'm trying to one-up him. So,
yeah?
Yeah.
We should have a contest, you know?
maybe one day.
One day? Yeah, I don't know. That's a toughie.
Me and Gerard still have to have a contest to drum off.
Yeah.
So.
The hand grenades are trying to get us to put one on.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready whenever you are, man. I've been practicing.
I haven't, but I'm still ready.
All right, let's do another one.
This next song is called Fear.
Okay.
What's never been? What never was can't ever stop you. What never is, what never was can't ever stop you. It's dark
what's never
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Okay, so you were here just a few weeks ago, Zach. We talked a little bit about things, and of course your new release. And forgive me, I don't recognize every song. By the way, I got the playlist now, so we're good.
Sweet.
And I don't recognize every track, but that doesn't mean it's not on the release. Are you going to be playing tracks that are not on your new release today?
Yes, the first composition is a new one.
The one that we started out with?
Yes.
Leech, huh? I like that, you know. A love song called Leech.
Yes, it's about someone very near and dear.
Near and dear, huh? Wow, how does that person feel about a name like that?
I don't think they know about it, but maybe one day.
One day. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, talk a little bit about how this whole project came along, you know, came about.
Well, the short answer is I was sitting alone and writing music by myself, mm-hmm. feeling badly about things.
Okay.
And out of the darkness came the light.
Ah, okay. So it was therapeutic then.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And then I called up a few of my buddies and mm-hmm. Sent them the songs, and then they responded that they didn't like the songs, but they were going to come and play anyway.
Because they like you that much. That's cool.
Yeah, it was more of just an emotional support thing.
Yeah, or they're just humoring you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you definitely got a good team there, I got to admit. I've seen definitely 2 out of 3. I'm not as familiar with the guitarist. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
I'm also Zach.
Zach. That's right. 2 Zachs. I forgot about that. Okay. But yeah, I'm familiar with the Visitors and Pewter Cub.
Club.
Nice. You know, that's actually a tongue.
Good catch.
It's actually a tongue twister. I know the name of the band, but it just, you want to say club. You know, your brain says say club.
Yeah, we get a lot of that. We have to send out reminders now and again.
Yeah. One of these days you got to name your record that. Yeah. It's Pewter Cub with exclamation points.
Down at the club.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right, so... We were saying technically it came about this year. How long were you working on these songs, or when did it first start?
Well, these songs came together rather fastly. You know, just a couple months, actually.
Okay.
And then...
I guess when I mean this year, I really mean 2017. I keep forgetting. 2018's not that old yet, but, you know, you get the point.
It's still a new year.
Yeah, I'm still thinking it's 2017, you know.
Yeah. So basically, it was towards the latter part of 2017.
Okay.
When all these songs were composed.
Okay.
And written out, and I gave the parts to everybody, and mm-hmm. they played note by note, and we got through it.
Okay. Now, how is that different, like writing for vocals and guitar as opposed to drums?
You can't write for drums because they're not a musical instrument.
I've heard that some people do, though. You hear that? He says it's not a musical instrument. What do you have to say about that?
We're going to have words later.
No, in all honesty, I think drums are more about feeling. There's a million different ways you could play the same beat.
Mm-hmm.
The same could be said for notes, but a note is a note.
Yeah.
I think.
I'll give you that one. That was an all right way to put it. Yeah.
You're safe for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all.
Okay, let's do another one.
This next song is called Mistress, and it's about someone special as well.
A little bit better than Leech.
My eyes can't see. Won't just hesitate. the difference. I see you watching now. I need the answer. I turn it off. My mind. Dreaming our dreams. Between right and wrong. Say you love me. Don't walk away. Better than this day, anything to take, just to aggravate any of us. Desire a mistress, say you want me now, win you over. Save my darling mouth. Say you love me. Don't walk away. Try and stay for a while. I need your grace. Feeling like a helpless child. Don't walk away.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Vasm. All right. You folks have any upcoming shows at all?
We're playing April 18th at the Lager House.
Okay.
PJ's House of Lager.
Yes. Yes, I'm very familiar. Who are you playing with?
A sweet band called Pink Mexico.
Pink Mexico. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. They're not local, are they?
They're from Brooklyn.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I haven't heard from them. What kind of style of music they play? Do you know? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Zach, how would you describe their music?
Like, what's that guy? Ty Segall. It feels like that.
Ty Segall type of stuff? Okay.
Yeah. It's like shoegaze dream pop.
Like,
garage
shoegaze. Yeah, garage shoegaze. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's cool. And that's, you said, April 18th?
Yeah, it's a school night. It's a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I might not be able to make it. I got to get to bed. No, just kidding.
Well, yeah, I'm probably, I might not even make it. usually I'll show up, you know, 5-10 minutes before we play,
mm-hmm.
have someone else set up my gear. Usually one of the other guys in the band brings it for me.
Okay. So before that, you're taking a nap then, right?
Yeah. That, you know, I might get a bite to eat, might get a nap in.
He's in the hammock with the little, the margarita with the little tiny umbrella. You know, you get the visual there. That's kind of his,
yeah.
his MO.
The sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because he's a rock star. Right?
Down in the basement of PJ's, they have a they have a nice moldy basement down there. And you can get plenty of rest because you might pass out.
Or you go down there for that exact goal. Anyway, enough of that. All right, so that's the only show then for right now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only show.
Okay, well, no, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. I know it's a busy season. It's hard to get gigs, you know, scheduled nowadays, like in the springtime.
Yeah, we're really hurting for gigs. So all you bands out there listening,
anybody
you
listening?
Know, we'll come and play your backyard party, whatever.
Bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, we need the cash. You know, $100. That's all we need.
Okay. Any more questions, call Zach at 800. No.
800, hire a band.
Okay. All right, let's do another one.
This next song's about someone special named Vulture.
They're all special, aren't they? Okay. Get this button to work here. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live from Studio J with the band Vasm. Right. So, let's see. What do we talk about? What are your plans after this release? Do you have anything else in the can? Or?
Yeah, there's several compositions that we're going to be recording.
Mm-hmm.
In April.
Okay, and is it the gentleman in this room then?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And we're going to be at a pretty, luxurious studio. I can't even say what it's called because it's top secret information, but...
Oh, okay.
It's at the Tempermill in Ferndale.
It's that top secret, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we have backers, and they're gonna they believe in us, and, you know, put the best foot forward.
That's great. Congratulations.
Our dads.
Hey, backers are backers. You know, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right?
Yeah. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Exactly.
So right. That's actually what the next song's about. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. This song's about, it's called Fall Guy, and it's about
What was that?
It's about a guy who fell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was saying before I went on here, I was going to try not to say but I just did.
Hey, I do it to this day.
Actually, Zach, your first word was today.
Thanks.
I'm keeping count over here. I got a tally sheet.
So everyone listening, every time you hear the word you got to take a drink.
Ah, drinking game while listening to Live from Studio J. But the college doesn't recommend that, so just I wanted to make that clear, okay?
Water.
Yeah. Swig of water.
All right, so Fall Guy.
Take your fair side of the world.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Vasm. All right. So what got you to play music, Zach? Who were you listening to when you said, man, I want to do something like that?
My father used to play with his friends in the basement, and I would sit in my room, and the music would come up through the vent in my room.
Uh-huh.
So even though all the doors were shut,
you could still hear it loud and clear.
Still hear it all night long.
Oh, wow.
And those songs got stuck in my head.
Do you remember any of them?
Yeah, it was like all along the watchtower for like 45 minutes, but it was not even the whole song. Maybe just a good pat, like the first part of it.
Okay. So they would take the start of it and then just make a jam out of it? Is that what you mean?
Yep.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with that.
And then they'd play like, you know, a petty song and then maybe a few originals, something about dream dancing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was hooked ever since.
Okay. Did they ever go out and play clubs and all that stuff?
Occasionally. I think they tried one time and then they forgot how the songs went.
They remembered them all the way until it became important. Huh?
I don't know. I mean, regardless, parents were musically inclined and interested and very supportive.
Okay.
So as soon as I started banging those drums, they knew that they had something that would keep me occupied.
Yeah, and they were willing to put up with the noise to to keep you occupied, right?
Yeah, it was mostly we had a shed that was soundproofed, so
okay, so they didn't really have to hear it.
Go out in the shed and
yeah, because that's got to be one of the worst instruments. No offense, when you first start playing, until you get good at it, you know, it's kind of like a kid that's trying to learn how to play a violin. When they first pick that violin up, it's like, oh my god!
I don't know, just walking Guitar Center, because even like. Those guys can all play, but it's still annoying.
Yeah, you think so?
It's still annoying if someone knows how to play, but it's just loud and never stops and noodly.
Yeah, they don't know when to quit, or they manage to play that one song that you just can't stand.
It's good if you like Metallica.
Yeah. Okay, what about the rest of you? What influenced you?
Everything he said, only a different family. It was me instead of him.
Okay.
My dad gave me a Megadeth tape and a Nirvana tape, The Cure and Elvis Presley.
Wow.
And
that's a nice wide variety there.
I just kind of ran with that.
Uh-huh.
And that started, he had a guitar and I picked it up and played open strings a lot.
Mm-hmm. Did he play in a band, or?
He was a sound guy for the Skids a long time ago.
Oh, okay. So he's more of a background person, but he enjoyed music then.
Yeah, he kind of ran the show for them a little bit, I guess. Helped him out.
Okay. Yeah, it's great when you can get a start like that in the household. You know, you get it while you're still young before you get older and start getting into trouble. Well, maybe. All right, next.
My father was into John Denver and the Carpenters, so that was in the 70s. So he had an acoustic guitar laying around, but he tried to play it, but didn't get very far. So I just kind of picked it up from him. But yeah, he wasn't a sound guy or jamming in a band or anything like that. I think he was a wannabe, so he was always pretty supportive of it.
Okay, he just did it for his own, you know, entertainment then.
Yeah, very much, some type of shed in the backyard or something.
Okay, so you started out with a regular guitar, and then how did you get to bass?
He actually bought me my first bass. The guys I was playing with had been playing guitar for a while, so the only opening was for a bass, which I think is how a lot of bass players start.
Uh-huh. What was the first band? Will we know them, or?
No, this was no, longer ago than I care to admit, but the first band name was Spiky Dream Flowers, which I never thought I'd ever say again, so congratulations on that.
You're welcome. Spiky Dream Flowers. Yeah. Wow. Sounds like a hippie band.
You remember 8-Tracks, right?
Oh, yeah, I do. I was around for the end of that, I think.
Yes.
All right.
And Gerard.
All right, so it's my turn then. So I guess it all started way back when.
Cue the music.
So I had a pretty lenient mom growing up, but she had one rule. She said, you have to play an instrument in the school band. So before I went to middle school, they do give you this like trial thing, and they say you've got an aptitude for instrument XYZ, right? And it was between trombone and drum set for this. And at the time, I'm living at my grandparents' house. My uncle comes home from college, and he's got a full-on 32-piece Alex Van Halen drum set that he brings in and brings to the basement. And this is while I'm making the decision between drums and trombone. And yeah.
That was a no-brainer.
No-brainer after that. You know,
holy,
and he let me play it.
Holy moly.
Oh, yeah, it was sweet.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, it turns out I had an aptitude for it.
Wow.
So I stuck around with it, and it's nice to do things that you can do, unlike the times when I tried to play baseball or other things,
hey,
which I could not do.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know. Girls like drummers, you know that.
Don't I, though?
But you got to start on a dream kit. Some people never get to play on.
Oh, no,
something.
No, I didn't get to play it.
Oh, I see.
That was very much not in the books for me. I was like six. But okay. I would go down there and just sit and watch him play with the headphones on and all that.
Even when you got older, you still couldn't play.
Well, yeah, then he got it stolen. And it's a whole long story. We're cueing too much, you know, background music here.
Now it's time to bring out the violins, right?
Yeah. Yep. No, and then I didn't start playing in a band until I had my first kit when I was 13, at which point I actually played with George of the Satin Peaches, was the first person I ever practiced with, played with anything, and then that turned into that.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's your history lesson for today.
That was a good start, though, to start out with the Satin Peaches and George.
There are worse ways to go about it, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Very talented man.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Why we keep it moving? What do we have now? Let's see. Stand?
Yes, stand.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Vasm. That's what you're hearing right now. Okay. All right, for our listeners, if you want to give out the information, how they can find the music and contact and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So, We have a Bandcamp page, and our music is available for download gratis.
Ah, we like that.
Complimentary download. We just ask that you send us an email and tell us a little bit about yourself and what songs you liked. And if you're so inclined, you can give us a little breakdown of... you know, I like this song over that song. We're trying to do some market research on what people like about the band, what people don't like about the band.
That's cool.
So that sort of thing. Yeah. But our Bandcamp page is vasm.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
We also have a website that I designed myself.
Hmm.
I'm
okay.
a web designer. I'm a wannabe web designer.
Okay, so that's not your day job then?
No.
No.
It's vasmrocks.com.
Okay.
And that's spelled VASAUMROCKS.
Okay.
.com.
All right.
And we're all over the internet. Big internet presence.
Okay. All right, that's cool. And then let's mention one more time, in case somebody wasn't listening earlier, you have a show coming up at PJ's. That's April 18th?
Yeah, Wednesday, April 18th, PJ's Lager House on Michigan Ave.
In Corktown.
In Corktown. It'll actually be the first Detroit performance by a so-called Detroit band. We call ourselves a Detroit band, but I don't know if we're really a Detroit band, because we've never played Detroit before, and none of us live in Detroit either.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Technically,
well,
I don't know if we're a Detroit band or not.
You know, the thing is I've had this conversation with a few bands over the years, and you want to look at all the people that claim they're Detroit musicians, and very, very few of them are really from Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can rattle off names. Iggy Pop did not grow up in Detroit.
No.
Bob Seger did not grow up in Detroit. All these...
Kid Rock did.
Actually, no, he didn't.
Yeah, I'm joking.
He wouldn't have survived in Detroit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't he say musicians?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
And
thanks, Zach, for that.
And Eminem and 8 Mile, now that's all made up stuff, you know. Actually, there's only a couple of them. You can like him or hate him, but Ted Nugent actually did grow up in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Redford High School, which was one of my alma maters. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, and he goes back to the day when they could still hit you with paddles. You know, they could take that yardstick across your knuckles if you misbehaved. I tell you what, yeah, though, whatever you did wrong, you didn't do it again.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, today where they can just bring guns in and shoot any student or teacher they don't like. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm writing a song about that, too.
Yeah? I mean, seriously, are you?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
For real, yeah.
All right, I'm looking
forward to
it.
It's going to be
on the next one. Okay. It is definitely something that's gotten way out of proportion, that's for sure. Yeah, like I said, I grew up in an era where there was discipline, and everybody just is so down on that, and, you know.
Yeah, you got to give awards to people just for participating.
Yeah.
But
lay a finger, you know, on someone who's badly misbehaved. Oh, you can't do that. They'll be scarred for life.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
This is the same person that's going to come in tomorrow with a automatic weapon and blow 15 people away. They're worried about spanking that child, you know. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a good beating.
I'm not going to go that far, but no, we were warned, and we got you guys aren't old enough probably, but we were warned ahead of time, stop, don't do that again. And if you didn't listen, then they got out the paddle, and it was a big giant wooden thing with holes in it, and that gym teacher would whack you and you'd still feel it 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that's I bet.
But again, whatever you did wrong, you never did it again. Mm-hmm. You were respectful of that gym teacher.
Yeah.
Going to the principal's office meant
yeah, that Alan, our sound engineer, he said that's what it meant to go to the principal's office.
Oh, see, for me, it was like a privilege to go to the principal's office because you would just sit around and not be in class.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then same thing if they suspend you. Well, then you just get to not go to school. Just get to stay home.
And sit in your room and play video games. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, this is horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. These educators, I'll tell you.
No, when me and my friends, you know, said, okay, you're going to the principal's office, we were like, oh. No, please, anything but that.
Yeah.
Make me listen to Celine Dion, but don't do that. All right, so we're off track here, but we're having fun, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's see. We definitely got time for a couple more.
Cool.
All right.
This next song's about someone near and dear to me.
Okay, guys, like, how many of his songs are not about somebody that's near and dear to him?
The next one.
The yeah, next
after
one?
After this, the last one.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. This next one's about a liar.
Okay.
We don't like liars.
But they're near and dear to you.
They were.
Okay.
It's called Big Gulp Lie.
All right.
Thank you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Vasm, doing a live performance for us. All right. Okay, Zach, Michael, Gerard, the other Zach. Thank you so much for coming down and playing for us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
We got, is it okay if we do like five more?
Yeah, sure. It won't end up on the podcast,
it's a medley.
All of them. But yeah, you can go on as long as you want. I don't care. You won't hear any complaints from me. All right, so once again, the band Vasm, catch them April 18th at PJ's Lagerhouse and pick up their new release, simply entitled Vasm. If you get a chance, come and see them. I'm sure they'll have copies available there, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Where we
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Darkness.